All right. Hi, everybody. My name's Ray McKeever, and this is a session on With All Your Heart, Songs for Liturgy and Liberation. I think that's what the title of it is. I'm not sure what the subtitle is. It's either that or Songs of Encouragement and Hope, which is the subtitle of this book that you have in front of you. Got a lot of things on my mind. Sometimes it's good to get things off your mind that are on, but I went for a hike today on Martin's Ridge. Boy, was that the most beautiful hike I've ever been on. I didn't plan on doing that, and all of a sudden about 10:30, quarter to 11, I met up with someone and we said, let's go. And so I was supposed to be back at 4 o'clock for rehearsal and 5 o'clock for a staff meeting, and I got in about 20 after 6. Shame on you. But second thing is, what a delight it is to see Scott Doherty back there in the pink shirt. I don't like to point off people too much, but Scott and I, and what's significant about it is that we met in January of 1976, and this is the first time I've seen you since then, actually, I think. And that was a time where I quit my job with the Lutheran Campus Ministry in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and didn't know what I was going to be doing next with my life, but went down to a place called Assisi Heights in Rochester, Minnesota, which is a place where retired Franciscan nuns go to spend their last days. And we were doing, another friend and I were leading a course on Christian community living for college students, an interim college thing, and Scott was in that course. And one of the things that I did, which was a real first for me, was we were studying the book of Ephesians, and we asked those in the class to take it, as we went through each chapter, to paraphrase each chapter in a different mode of expression, a letter, a poem, and I chose to do them in songs, which was the first time I'd done anything like that. I'd always had an interest in music and played music, mainly flute and some guitar and singing. But I ended up writing a series of 6 songs on the book of Ephesians. And I don't know, it's a nice connection, because here I've got a whole book of songs, which you've probably never seen. So it's kind of to let you know where I've come since then. And I'm working on another book of songs now, which I really hope to have had done by May, and I don't. That will be entitled Open the Door, Songs for Liturgy and Liberation. So I kind of combined that subtitle with the title of this book. I think what I'd like to do to start off with is to have us sing together. I hope some of you that have seen me around the village know that most of what I do is singing. That's what I like to do best. And I'd like to show you some things about this book. The book is comprised of the first, 34 pages or 33 pages, something like that, consists of 3 settings of the liturgy. Those of you who are Lutheran know what it's like, know what liturgy is, and know what it's like to do liturgy on every Sunday morning, probably. In the church that I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, called Our Savior's Lutheran, one of the things that they recognized in me was an interest and a talent, I guess, for writing songs. And I had started doing some of that in the church, taking biblical texts for the particular Sundays as they came up and writing a song and organizing a small group of singers to sing these songs. And I think people were touched, first of all, that they were so connected with what the theme for the day was. Secondly, they kind of got excited that there was somebody in the congregation who was doing that and doing it regularly, and that other people were picking up on it. And eventually they said, well, would you think about maybe writing a liturgy for us as an alternative to what we do and to kind of keep that spirit going? And so hence that's where this has come from. So let's sing a few songs from a couple of the liturgies, and maybe we can do a little talking too. We'll see where it goes. I gotta do this over here so they can hear us. Actually, I'm gonna do it so I can hear you, okay? You sure you wanna be sitting in the front row?
Yeah.
Why don't you turn to page 7? Whatever page it is that has Make a Joyful Noise on the first page, 7. And I think we'll just sing briefly through this setting, and I think you'll see that it's set up exactly like the order of Lutheran worship is. Some of the songs are a little bit different, but try to keep the same basic focus in each section, so forth. I'll sing the L part, you sing the C part with the congregation, and we all sing the opening song and enter this hymn after the invocation.
Thank you. Sing Praise to the Lord is very similar to the Glory to God. Oh, we get that. Actually, it's one that the kids kind of always tease me on because they pretend they're cheerleaders. And they do it.
Thank you.
If you got a pastor that really likes to sing it, too, sometimes it's funny because that's one of the pastor difference.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you get a couple guitars, you get a little kind of Western feeling of that. Or anybody can sing. Choir can sing the verses, you know. Why don't you turn to page 13? We'll do the Lamb of God. So let's When I wrote the first one, I didn't... After I wrote the first one, people came to me and they said, it's very nice, but the word Lord still sticks out for us. So I tried to write a liturgy without the word Lord in it. And I think one of the dangers when you try to... when you try to inclusivize a song that already exists, is people know it so well as how it exists. And it's very difficult to do, to change the language of a song without suddenly making inclusiveness, the whole thing, the issue while you're singing the song. And that's very tricky, because what we're really singing a song for is what the song stands for, what it's trying to say to us. And it's tricky with Lord, because we're used to the way Lord comes up, Lord have mercy, things like that. And if you say, God have mercy, you just know you've changed the language, right? So I attempted in the second one as well as to make it have a little different focus, to also work with the broader images of God and to try to use the word God instead of Lord in the places where it's traditionally used, particularly in the prayer in the Kyrie, and in the and in the Agnus Dei, the Holy Holy. Is that the Agnus Dei? No, Sanctus, the Holy Holy. So let's do the one on page 15 just to see how it works. So we'll just do the invocation in the opening song. Thank you. again, a different kind of alleluia than we're used to. We're used to usually more perky alleluias and stuff. But I think trying to just work in a more tender kind of nature.
Potluck.
I thought it was a good Lutheran word, so I put it in there just for a little fun. It's something that's helpful to arrange in the congregation so that people get used to doing this certain way. It's a little confusing the way it's written. Why don't you turn to page 20 and we'll do the offering song. People have told me they really like the offering songs. And I like my offering songs. I mean, there's something about giving yourself and the idea of giving things that, and the wholeness of our giving. I mean, we're not just bringing up these coins. That's not all we're offering. To try to expand the idea of what we're offering to God as gifts of God, giving the gift back and celebrating.
Thank you.
little shaky about that.
We did that with Susan Bergholz.
Did you?
Did we? You were there.
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did. That's right. I was showing you an example of the difference. It's always a giveaway who's been here a long time, because we refer to last week. But one thing that I did during the Rainbow Festival, we did a lot of gospel in the services, and Black church style. And one thing that I really like about Black church style is the way they will keep music going while things are happening. So the music is kind of an underlying thing. It's kind of a nice way of keeping that kind of energy going, so that we're not, because when we do music, we're very participatory most of the time. In an expressive way, and I think that's one of the wonderful things about music is we're all acclaiming the same thing together at once. When we're listening to the spoken word and so forth, we're listening or not listening or whatever. When we're singing, we're all doing it. So I like the idea of kind of keeping that thread going sometimes as much as possible. I do that one in the one on page 22, which is the counterpart to come and dine at the table. Okay, but it's got a little different style to it. It goes like this.
Thank you.
Page number?
Abraham and Sarah. Oh, yeah. It's great. This is an a cappella one, or I like to do it actually. 65. Actually, this is a song I wrote at Holden Village. My very first time that I came here, this place was so inspiring to me. I came up, I think, on a Wednesday. Yes, a Wednesday. And the text for that Sunday included a couple of texts about Abraham and Sarah. And I ended up writing a song for each of the lessons that they did. Three lessons, can you believe that? And they're three of the songs that I liked the best. And this is what we began the service with. This is kind of the opening hymn, or just, not even the opening hymn, kind of the mood setter or the theme setter. And the way we do it is the men sing the Abraham part. Abraham. So I'll just try to sing it right off the top, okay? Because I just.
Daddy! looks good. And she's going to need a mic on that.
Ray.
Okay, okay.
All right, I give you one day off. And Ray, I did not announce.
But I like doing it, but
you could get that in our
slightly more balanced lifestyle.
Exactly. You could get that to us by late tonight.
Okay. I'm supposed to be playing.
Or by early breakfast.
Yeah, okay. Probably that will be
early breakfast will be open.
Okay, I'll work on it after.
Okay.